and welcome to Art Juice. This is honest, generous and humorous conversations to feed your creative soul and get you thinking with me, Louise Fletcher. And today, that's all you get. It's just me. Alice is taking a break and I am here just to talk. This will probably be a much shorter episode than normal. But I want to talk about a quote that has really stuck with me. And this is a quote by not a painter, it's a quote by a writer. It stuck with me so much that I've folded it into my upcoming Find Your Joy course, which we are going to start mid-September. We do have, by the way, a free workshop coming up from September 1st to September 8th, which is like a taster to Find Your Joy. So if you're interested in that, the link is in the show notes or on my website at louisefletcherart.com. Totally free, no obligation to do anything else but come and have some fun. I'll get into what the purpose of that course is as I talk about this quote, because Cheryl Strayed is a writer who was a problem columnist, as far as I know, and also writes novels. So the quote was in response to a person who was creatively blocked, and Cheryl was talking about her experience of writing a novel. And she said, "You have to ask yourself not who you aspire to be, but to reckon with who you actually turn out to be, who you actually are." And what I realized is that I couldn't any longer adhere to the narratives that had got me this far. I had to relinquish all of those anthems of greatness and dreaming big and aiming high. All of those beautiful, powerful, important things that had really gotten me there. They weren't serving me anymore, and so I had to come up with something that would. The truth that rose up at my humblest, lowest moment was basically that I had to write a book. And that was it. It was forget the greatness, forget if anyone would ever read it. I had to write a book. And I had to surrender to the idea of my own mediocrity. I had to really just go, "Hello, mediocre person who is just sitting alone in a cottage writing a book. Nice to know you. I've spent 33 years in your company and we're now going to get to work." I had to surrender to my own mediocrity. Just think about that for a moment. I really gave a lot of thought to that after I heard it. And what I took from it is this. What if we stopped pressuring ourselves to be good? What if we stopped desiring to stand out or be special? What if we just accepted that we're not as good as we wish we were, but that we're here anyway, just as we are? And that we can make something anyway. Doesn't that feel lighter? It does to me. It takes away a lot of the stress of art making. And it actually brings me into the present when I'm making. It allows me to just be there. I think this quote is so powerful because it taps into one of our biggest issues of artists. For some of us, the desire to be good stops us from doing the things that would get us there. Now, this doesn't apply to everyone. It might not apply to you, but trust me, I've met enough artists over the years to know it applies to many, many people. So, for example, the desire to make a really good painting can stop us from experimenting, because why would we mess up what we already have? It's okay as it is. We want to stay safe. But if we simply surrender to our own mediocrity, if we say, "You know what, if I try this experiment, it probably won't work. The painting will probably look like crap, and that's okay." Then we can start pushing at the edges of things and we can find out what's possible. Every year when I teach Find Your Joy, I watch people learn this lesson. Many of them learn it in the free course that I do for 1 week, because it doesn't take long once you grasp the idea. It's a beautiful thing to witness when it happens, and the impact echoes for years. Just this week, I got 2 emails from former students who found their voice. Both are now making amazing strides with their careers. One is more focused on galleries, and she's got her paintings into a few galleries. The other was someone who was completely stuck when I met her, and who is now painting up a storm and building her first website. Now, these people, when they emailed me, they credited me with what had happened. But the truth is that I am not to be credited. I am a catalyst I simply helped them to find what was already inside them. And the first step to doing that was letting go of the idea that they had to be good at this right at the time I met them, and accepting that it was okay to be exactly where they were. And I think acceptance is such an important word here. I've come to believe over the years that more and more that it's everything. That's what it's about. By not surrendering to where you are right now, you are effectively telling yourself, I am not good enough. You're telling yourself, once I get good at painting a tree, I will be a worthwhile person. Now, hopefully, as you heard that, you could tell it sounded like nonsense. Hopefully, you know you already are a worthwhile person, whether or not you can paint a tree that looks like a tree. And by the way, it's a myth that being praised for your painting skills will make you happy and fulfilled. If you don't believe me and you didn't listen to last week's podcast, check it out. Because we talked about two artists, musicians actually, who sought external validation with absolutely no success. Sinead O'Connor and George Michael both desperately, desperately wanted to be for their voices to be heard in different ways and for different reasons. And because they so needed our love and our reaction, they didn't get what they were looking for. Fulfillment actually lies in doing the work, making the painting, doing the drawing, crafting the sculpture. Fulfillment comes from making incremental improvements or from discovering a new technique through play and experimentation. Fulfillment is the feeling of soft charcoal on paper or the scratch of a palette knife on a canvas. Fulfillment comes from the act of making your work, and everything else is peripheral, which means all you have to do is accept yourself exactly where you are and drop what Cheryl calls all those anthems of greatness and dreaming big and aiming high, and just get on with making your work. I was speaking to another artist this week who told me a story about David Bowie, a story which I am going to mangle, so I apologize in advance to any David Bowie fans who know the true version of this. But here's what I took from this story. That David Bowie had been out of music for quite some time. I think he had actually been living abroad, and he was returning to England and making new music. And the interviewer was asking him, you know, you've been away for a long time. New bands have come along. New chart toppers are here. What do you have to offer? How can you make your mark in this new world after being gone for so long? How are you going to differentiate yourself in this busy musical world? And at the end of this long diatribe of a question which also emphasized how difficult it was going to be, Bowie said simply, I'm just going to play my music. He's just going to play his music. The rest was not his business. It reminds me of Andy Warhol's quote, another thing I'm going to mangle, about just make your work. Let other people decide whether it's any good, and while they're deciding, go make some more art. All we can ever do is make our art, and our art comes from us where we are now. That doesn't mean it won't be different a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. 10 years from now, you might be the most important artist in the British art scene. Who knows? I do know this, you're more likely to be that if you focus on surrendering to where you are now and just start making your work, rather than worrying, fretting, stressing that it's not good enough, that you're not worthy enough, and that you shouldn't be doing it at all because it's not perfect at this moment. So what if we were all just to go out this week and make something from exactly where we are now and be proud of it in all its flaws, in all its averageness, in all its not enoughness for what we really wish it was? What if we embraced it and said, I love you painting that I made because you are me right now and I love me? What would happen if we just did that? I'm going to leave you with that thought. I'm also going to reiterate my invitation to come and join me for the free Find Your Joy Taster course. Whenever Alice and I, on the very rare occasions that we mention something that we have for sale, which really is very rare, somebody will always leave us a review saying, why do you always have to push your own things? So apologies to that person, wherever you are, but sorry, not sorry, because every once in a while we have something that we think is valuable, and I know that this free workshop is valuable. Now, it is followed by a full course, which is this year expanded into a 12-week program, but the 1 week course is totally free. And this isn't one of those freebies that you sign up for where they just entice you without actually giving you anything, and then you have to pay to get the thing. This is me full-on teaching for 8 days and sharing as much wisdom as I can to really release blocks, because I know lots of people can't take a full course at this time, and I want to give as much as I can in that 3 weeks. So we start on September 1st, actually welcome call on August 31st, but you'll want to sign up now as you listen to this live, because there's a materials list and a schedule, and you get that as soon as you sign up. And you won't need very many materials for this. It's very easy. But if you do need anything, you'll have time to obtain it before we start on September 1st. When we start, we go full on. There'll be 4 painting exercises in that 1 week. There'll be 4 live sessions with me. There are lessons that come by video. This is a big deal, and we work really hard on it every year. And when I say me, that's me and my team of artist coaches who help me, and also a group of former students who come back every year to help us volunteer moderators. Absolutely love you guys. Thank you for doing that. So I can't wait to get started. You can sign up in the show notes below this episode for the free taster, or on my website. On the homepage, just scroll down a little bit, or look under For Artists and you'll see the sign up page there. If you've already signed up, don't sign up again. You don't need to. This is just, if you haven't signed up, do come and join me. I can't wait. Next week, we'll be back as usual with a longer episode, and I will see you then. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.